Thank you. I'm Athina Diakoumakou from the Ministry of Labour. In response to the question raised on child poverty, I would like to inform you the following. As it was mentioned yesterday by the distinguished member of the committee, almost 31% of children in Greece in 2020 lived in households living at the risk of poverty or social exclusion. However, we should note that this percentage has been reduced by 8% compared to the period 2013-2018. The relevant measures and policies are as follows. Measures to combat extreme or relative income poverty through minimum guaranteed income benefit, benefit for families living in deprived and mountain areas, and housing benefit. Child-specific programs as the child benefit, which is our largest social welfare benefit with 1.1 billion euros budget a year for over 1 million children. Distribution of food and basic material aid from the Greek Fund for European Aid to the most deprived, and also access to services. Social transfers play a crucial role for children at risk of poverty. Pursuant to data from Survey on Income and Living Conditions elaborated by UNICEF in its deep dive analysis for child poverty in Greece in 2021, comes out that the risk of poverty rate for two adults with children before social transfers was 29.4%, while after social transfers it was 20.4%. As the questions on social housing, since 2019, the housing benefit has been implemented nationwide, providing financial support to households who rent a house. It is funded by the state budget with 400 million euros annually. Since 2018, the program Housing and Work for the Homeless has been implemented and provides rent subsidies, social support services, and work reintegration to homeless persons and families. Also, the Ministry, in collaboration with the local government, has designed an innovative pilot social housing program named Creating a Social Network for Affordable Housing, which is included in Resilient and Recovery Plan. The program will be implemented in the two largest municipalities of the country. Finally, as regards measures to address the low rate of children enrollment in nurseries, the state has undertaken the following measures to address it. Covers the expenses of the families to the nurseries throughout two programs, has funded municipalities in order to establish new departments of nurseries, and through our recent flagship initiative, the services provided by nurseries are upgraded through the enactment of the Kipseli program, a holistic cognitive pedagogical program that will be applied in all nurseries of the country and will allow infants to acquire knowledge, to develop their abilities, but they will also be regularly monitored by specialists in order to timely detect any difficulties. The program will be financed by the RRF with 180 million and at the same time 50,000 new places for children will be developed in the existing or new nurseries throughout the country. Thank you.
Madam Chair, distinguished members of the committee, good morning. My name is Christina Goritsa, representing the